Burger Talks, Molly.
Hello. Happy to be back.
Really?
What?
I resentfully bring you back on my podcast again.
I think you desperately bring me back on
No, desperately is not the word I would use to describe my desire for you to be on this podcast.
Whatever.
Anyways, I'm sure you people already know, but just in case this is your first time, Molly and I are going around to different burger joints in the state of Tennessee, specifically the city of Nashville, and rating them based on the bun, the cheese, the burger, and the toppings, and then an overall ranking. Last week, Molly and I went to, where did we go?
Burger Republic,
down in the Gulch of Nashville. And it was good. It was a good cheeseburger, I thought. I gave it a 3. Molly gave it a 3.5.
Yeah, I was being generous.
No need to be generous, Molly. We are here to critically analyze these boogers. The burger that we got today is a bit more of a local Nashville classic, I guess you could say. This place has been around for a little bit longer than Burger Republic has.
And it's not a chain.
And it's also not a chain. Gabby's Burgers, located behind the old Sound Stadium, is where we get burger number 2 today. Now, we got the Seamus Burger, which is basically their cheeseburger. Comes with American cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomatoes, mayonnaise, which Molly resents, and some ketchup and maybe some other stuff. So, let's dig in, why don't we?
Let's begin.
Yeah.
Also, now I'm kind of self-conscious because Nick said that he could hear us chewing.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like I should.
We should chew even louder now. That wasn't me chewing.
Right. All right, well, come on.
I'm waiting on you. I want to hear your first impressions.
Oh, okay.
How'd that booger?
Well, give me a second. Okay. I'm going to start with the bun.
Mm-hmm.
The bun is not my favorite because it just seems like a normal bun that you get from the store. There's nothing special about it. It's thin. You know, it's not. Why are you looking like that?
Continue.
Do you agree with me?
I just took my first bite.
Okay. It just seems, I don't know. Nothing special about the bun. I'm gonna start with that.
I would maybe say it's plain.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't know. You know?
Okay, yeah.
See what I'm saying?
I can roll with that. There's a lot of sauce. I got more sauce than I intended to get.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were slapping on all the condiments.
I know. They got mayo, ketchup, and mustard on there. It was a lot. I got it all up in my beard. I'm gonna have a little snacky snack for later.
I hope so. We rolled up in there as soon as they closed.
It's true, yeah. We walked in there, and they're like, oh, we're closed. And I'm like, oh, I had a call-in order. Thank you very much.
God, I hate that voice. So
what voice? That's my normal voice.
Mother.
Mother.
It's the worst.
Why do you have to be so critical of me?
Okay. You're critical of me.
I've never
literally
been critical
every day.
Of you. All right. I don't see you literally every day.
Every time we speak.
Okay, well. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, the bun, plain.
Yeah.
The sauce is overwhelming. Let's see if I can get a nice...
I know, I want a good, like, juicy meat bite. Wait, okay, so you found this on a list of...
No, I've been to Gabby's before.
You have?
I've been to Gabby's, yeah.
No, but I thought you, when we were figuring out which places we wanted to go, you... We're like, oh, Gabby's is on this
well,
list.
Well,
we
I looked
there.
At several different lists of burgers in Nashville, and...
Was this while you were driving
Cross country?
Yes.
Of course I did not use my cell phone while I was driving. That is illegal.
Okay, well, that I can attest to that. That's not true.
Alrighty, well, for any cops out there, I've never used my cell phone while driving. No, I actually looked these up, I think after I got back. And I just kind of looked at popular burger chains in Nashville and found a couple lists and looked at ones that I hadn't tried before. And then I texted you to see which ones you hadn't tried before. And then also looking for a consensus on what some of the more popular ones were. And I feel like Gabby's is one of the few in the list that we have that hasn't popped up recently. It's been here a little bit longer. And so I feel like it might be a little bit more indicative of what a real Nashville OG burger is like.
Yeah.
Fair?
Fair.
Okay.
I was just curious on how this came about.
All right. That is how it came about.
Okay.
So you're going somewhere this week.
I am.
Where you go?
Where I go. I'm visiting some good friends that I graduated with in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Actually, I looked at the weather. It looks pretty nice.
Nice.
I'm gonna see them, and then this is just the beginning of a summer of travel, and so next weekend, a friend of mine, she lives on the beach in South Carolina. I'm going to go visit her for Memorial Day weekend, and then I just, you know, what? Why are you giving me that look?
No look.
I'm contemplating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's just, honestly, all of my trips, most of them, I would say, are just visiting friends who live all over.
It's fun. It must be nice to have friends.
It is. I know you've never experienced something like that before.
I've never had one friend.
I'm here out of pity, honestly. I don't really call it a friendship.
Does my mother still have you on her payroll? Mother.
Stop.
Do you have the check for Molly this week, Mother?
She actually, that's what we were talking about at church on Sunday when me and her were off to the side. She was like, listen, I'm short this month. Can you just make it work? Like, yeah,
and you're
I
like,
guess.
I cannot stand to not make the $37 an hour that you pay me to hang out with this chump to placate him on his podcast.
She was like, don't make him too weak. I'll pay you a little bit.
Don't make him too weak?
Don't humiliate him too much.
Okay. Well, yeah, because you know when you humiliate me.
No, you just do it for yourself. I don't have to say anything. You got it.
Dang it. Fooled again. By Molly Elaine Mann. Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah. The dogs are circling me like sharks.
I know.
What?
They're hungry, hungry hippos.
They got food.
Yeah.
I'll feed them this mediocre bun.
Well, did you get any good juicy meat?
Yeah, but the toppings are almost overtaking the meat.
I kind of agree. My meat's kind of falling apart, too. I'm not impressed with this Seamus. I expected more, Gabby.
What have you gotten before when you go there?
I think I got the double, which is double the meat.
But
I don't
same.
Remember what it's called. Same getup. Mm. Yeah, I remember it being less overwhelmingly saucy.
I want you to get super close to the microphone so mm-hmm. we can hear the meat rolling around in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know everybody likes that. So you had some interview questions for me today.
I did.
Yeah.
I had interview questions for you.
Uh-huh. After I grilled you last week.
Since you can't think of anything to ask me.
No, I don't really want to know anything else about you. Your life doesn't interest me.
Your mom is not paying me enough.
Mother!
Stop. God. I want to take a poll for all the people that listen to this. How?
After question. After dang question, all right? I don't want you turning all these listeners against me.
I was going to say, we were talking earlier about weddings, and
I have
so many that I'm going to this year, which it just empties my wallet out very quickly. And I was asking, since you've been in a long-term relationship before, heading towards marriage, can you imagine that for yourself now? as a single person?
Could I imagine having to go through the process of right doing now. All the things that you need to do to get married?
Right now.
Hell no.
Why is that?
Absolutely not. That seems so far away to me. And that's not to say that those who I do know who have recently gotten married are wrong in their decision to get married.
No.
Do not take that in that way at all. At all. Even if I was still in said long-term relationship, I don't even think the thought of getting engaged would have popped up anytime soon. That's my dog again. Photo bombing.
She's going to town. Podcast, with the
water bowl. Podcast bombing. It's a he, actually.
Oh, my bad.
Podcast bombing. That convert, like the process of becoming engaged would not have happened until I was at least like 24, 25 at the earliest. And I'm 22. So that's still like 2 or 3 years away because right. Where I'm at in life, gosh dang it, Bailey.
It's gonna be my new ringtone.
Poor guy. He has heart problems. He has a heart murmur.
Oh my god.
So us making fun of him is like making fun of like disabled kids, which is never okay.
No, Jonathan.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So we can't make fun of him.
All right.
He's dying. But anyway, the point of life where I am at now is one of fun employment where I don't really do much except study for a test that will hopefully get me into law school, assuming I do well. And I don't know. I think because the way things have kind of panned out for me, my next like 2 to 3 years is relatively uncertain as to where I'm going to be, where my source of income is coming from. It would be difficult for me to conceive getting... So it would be difficult to conceive getting married if our life goals were conflicting.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Because I feel like we're still at such an early stage in our adult development where what we want to do long term has not yet come to fruition. And so unless what we wanted to do lined up perfectly and we ended up geographically in the same location every way, every place, every situation along the way, I don't think it would work because long distance is tough. And especially if we were to start something now, unless things kind of panned out perfectly, it would be tough to not do, like long distance is manageable if you do it properly, but I think to begin a relationship with all that uncertainty, especially now when we're so young, would be I think difficult for me to do.
Okay. I was just curious. I feel like everybody has such a different outlook at this, but at the same time, like where I graduated from, I mean, that was like, this is what I'm born to do. Like, this is my purpose in life.
Is to get married.
Yeah. And that was really hard. And the thing is, I have a lot of great friends from there that got married that didn't have that mindset. It just happened.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. But the majority of people, like, could not stand the thought of being alone. And, you know, I have two older sisters and a brother, and my mom kind of taught us to, like, never settle out of desperation. And so with that in my head all these years, like, when it came to that in college, yeah, I mean, there's times where you feel lonely, I guess, but I don't know. I never got to that point where I was like, man, I'm just so alone that I'm just gonna get into some pointless relationship and make
get
it
into
work
a pointless
with
marriage and then have
guy.
Pointless children in some pointless town.
That's not what I meant. You know what I meant.
Yeah.
And so it's hard. I like my, and you know this too, like some of our best friends in the world are married and I've been in their weddings and I'm not talking about them per se. It's just, I know a lot of people who just can't stand the thought of like figuring out who they are by themselves.
Mm.
They need somebody else to be there with them. And that's, like, not where I'm at all. So, I'm just curious to see what, from a male standpoint.
Well, I mean, I think even in my last relationship, I don't think either of us really viewed the relationship as what was the main thing that defined us, right? Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be getting into relationships with the intention of defining ourselves.
Right.
Because otherwise that creates an unhealthy reliance on a human being that is going to disappoint you. Now, what you do find your first source of reliance within is different from person to person, I believe. At this point, it should be clear that mine is a faith-based reliance, but it's different for everybody. But I do think at times it can be tough to really rely on something other than a person, just because people can oftentimes be so tangible and can be right there. And so I understand why. I don't think it's wrong to put your identity in another person. It just shouldn't be the only source of your identity. And I think regardless of age, that is true.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's different and they're on their own whatever. But I know for me, like, attending these, like, weddings and being a part of them and whatever, I oftentimes look at that and I think, man, I am not ready for that at all. And not so much in an immature sense, but in just, like, I think I have so much more to learn as an individual before I'm with someone else, if that makes sense.
I mean, that is true. But, I mean, think about what dating is, right? Dating is ideally getting to know a person better and better to the point where you could stomach living together for an extended period
of time.
That's
a nice way to put it.
I know, right?
No, I know. I mean, it's not, I'm not talking about, like, dating's a whole other thing. I mean, just, like, marriage.
Yeah.
And I can't see myself, like, living in a home right now with a guy, you know.
Yeah, that'd be difficult.
That seems so foreign to me, even though, like, I go to my friends' houses all the time, and they're like, their husbands are there, or their wives are there, or whatever, and I'm like, this is normal for you guys, but it's not.
But think about if let's say you did date somebody, let's say all 4 years of college, got engaged right afterwards, and then you're married now, it would be normal.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't second guess it.
Yeah.
So, it's not necessarily, I think it's just, it's individual preference for where we're at. And it's like, we couldn't feasibly see ourselves. Let's say Molly and Jonathan got married tomorrow.
Oh my God.
First of all, that would be a train wreck.
First of all, that would be.
Second of all, that type of junk would be inconceivable. Just given that there's so many things that you have to, like, experience together before you get married, ideally, before, like, committing to that one person
for
a long time.
And for me, I went through experiences in college. I had some really great, like, really great times, but then there were also, like, me and this guy didn't work out, and I'm so glad.
Sad. Like, sad.
Wrong.
Wrong.
But no, it's true.
He was the wrong guy for you.
There were many that were wrong.
Oh, poor
no,
Molly.
But it worked out. They're actually all married now, so just goes to show.
Ooh, I think I see a trend here.
No, don't ever ask me on a date because you'll end up married.
But not to Molly. To somebody else. If you don't want to get married, don't ask Molly on a date.
Wait, no, but
let's go on a date right now. No, you and me.
I can't stomach even being here with you now. No, you know what I'm saying? Like, I went through some really tough stuff, but looking back, I'm like, man, I'm so glad that did not continue. Like, there's no way I could be married to that person. But it's worked out for them because they're married to who they're supposed to be with now. So, I don't know. We've both gone through some tough situations with people of the opposite sex.
I've never had any tough situation. My life is peachy, cheery, and gleeful at every waking moment. I had a dream last night where my mother and I smoked weed together. I've never smoked weed in my life, so this was...
So I thought that was kind of cool.
So this was a bit interesting for me. I woke up this morning flustered as a result of it.
But why were you so flustered? Like,
I don't know. I didn't sleep well. Anyway, so what are your... I finished my burger. Mine is done.
Okay.
You're almost done.
I'm working on it, yeah.
What are your thoughts on the rest of the burger?
I really wish that I had more of the meat. It's just, they pack so much toppings on it. It's like, I want a burger for the meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the cheese and stuff should be like cherry on top. So, Gabby's is just okay for me this week.
Yeah, the meat was not impressive. I thought it was kind of falling apart. It was done, like it was cooked fine,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
It was not a staple part of the burger like the Burger Republic
yeah.
meat was last week. I feel like that meat was very tasty and a key part of the burger.
But if you think about it, how many burgers we're going to taste, you had to have known that at some point there was going to be a loser.
Like, oh, wow. You're ready to proclaim this the loser?
I mean, I'm eating it. It's fine, but it's not...
Yeah, I mean, I think for what it is, it's good. I think as a Nashville staple, it's good, but I think they need to refine their saucing a little bit. They're a little too saucy.
Their sauce.
All right, so let's hit our rankings real quick.
Zeros across the board.
Okay. Wow, that was so unnecessarily aggressive. I'm not sure how I feel about this now. Okay, the bun.
One
on the bun. Wow, that's back-to-back ones from Molly. I will join. I'll say 1.5. I thought it was, like, fine. It wasn't anything special. Meat.
I missed the meat.
Okay.
I mean, but it was cooked well. Two.
Two. I thought the meat was fine. It just didn't blow me away. It wasn't, like, a staple part of the burger. I think I'm going to go 1.5 on that as well. You really, if you're eating a cheeseburger, you really want that meat. All right, toppings. I think next week I need to put him outside or something.
Oh my god. Poor thing. Because
he can't control himself. The toppings were overwhelming.
Yeah.
It was too much sauce.
Like, I'm not a big condiments person anyways.
Yeah.
So, and I really pushed through for this one because they put much... I was trying to say a mix between mustard and ketchup.
Mechanaise.
Mustard and ketchup.
And mayonnaise.
And mayonnaise on top of lettuce and tomato and cheese. Like, that's a lot.
It's a bit much.
For me.
It's a bit overwhelming.
Personally.
So?
What was the category?
Toppings.
One.
Yeah, I was going to give it a one, too. I was nay impressed with the toppings. The cheese. It was American cheese. I thought the cheese was fine. I actually got some good hints of cheese. I'm going to give it a 3.5. I thought the cheese was actually pretty good.
Bold.
Yeah. I thought the cheese was probably the most defining characteristic of the burger, besides the sauce.
The sauce.
And then overall on the Gabby's burger.
2.5.
You didn't rate anything above a 2, and you're giving it a 2.5.
Well,
the average.
No. I'm saying that because we also got fries, and that complemented this burger pretty well. So I'm giving it a 0.5.
A 2.5?
Yeah, because of the fries.
Okay, I was gonna give it a 1.5.
It complemented the. Oh no! I'm insecure about it. Give me a 2.
No, you said 2.5.
No,
it's
no,
the
no,
first
change
thing
it
that comes
two.
To mind.
Jonathan, change it to a 2.
That's a 2.5. All right, and I gave it a 1.5 because I was really disappointed with Gabby's. Actually, I've been to Gabby's before and I had a good experience the first time, but the second time. The burger was too wet, too much sauce. The meat was an underwhelming part. The bun was plain. And the company was lackluster. I mean, I'm kidding. JK.
I really hate that I can't curse on here because it would be pretty colorful.
We have to maintain our...
It's okay. I'll just hike up the price.
Clean rating. No. No, not poor
I'm
Rhonda.
Her for every insult he gives me, add $5.
No, not Rhonda. Don't screw her.
I love Rhonda.
She's
I would
so
rather
sweet.
Have burgers with Rhonda.
Well, on that note, I'm going to be looking for a new co-host on this show. So if you're in Nashville and like burgers, Email our email betweentwomillennials@gmail.com. I'll be taking interviews as Molly is officially fired.
So I'll see you guys next week.
Not a chance. Nope. You maintain zero.
Same time, same place.
You maintain zero control.
The same dogs.
That don't know how to control themselves on air.
And yeah, we look forward to it. Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Visit our website, betweentwomillennials@gmail.com. I am in the process of editing and publishing a blog post on how to do your own podcast. So if you've ever wanted to get into podcasting, I got my my suggestions and the process that we use. So that'll be good. And next week, we'll be visiting a new burger place. And
yep,
it'll be fun.
So I'll see you guys then.
Okay, bye.
Bye.